God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Jeff Ramsdale, Keith Fonseca, Patrick Anderson, myself, Dave Gilbert, and longtime guest on the show, Kevin Bernheimer.
What's up?
Hello.
All right. Normally, we talk about our week in iRacing, any official races, other league races, or hosted races that we've ran this week.
Ooh, I've ran a lot.
None that are
for
good
me, for me.
I play Winnie's as a pit wall.
Me and Jeff took second and third in late model stock at Martinsville.
That's right. We did do that. Yeah. Those guys are fun.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Come on, Jeff. You don't want to talk about hitting the pit wall?
Well, we're coming up on that one, you know? Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for the viewers, you know, the hearers.
I do an official race once every 3 months. So I did on Sunday last week, Sunday afternoon, I did a official race at Dover. It lasted about 7 or 8 laps or so before I was destroyed. And it was due to netcode too. It wasn't even because somebody wrecked me or something. So it was pretty frustrating.
I got kicked out of 3 hosted sessions before I even got to turn a lap. That was cool.
He wasn't fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your reputation preceded you?
No, it was just one of those things where they were taking like the top 15 or whatever and didn't qualify. So it is what it is.
But I made it.
No, you didn't.
Maybe a
couple of them I didn't. I didn't make it. Yeah.
Not you didn't make any of the ones in this week. You made the one with Jeremy Mayfield. Yeah, I did not make that one.
Well, you guys need to go to the Keith Fonseca School of iRacing.
He doesn't like me that much. He gets on me a lot.
He doesn't like anybody that much.
It goes like this: if I'm messing with you and everything, it means I like you. When I don't mess with you and crap, then be scared.
Have you noticed that he never messes with Jeffrey at Ramsdale?
Yeah. He must really like some of the drivers in our league because he's always cussing them out.
Right, I love the new tie rates every once in a while on the radio. It's like, here comes Keith, and he's like, beep, 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 beep,
beep. Really, really, really? Yeah. He only speaks up when he's mad, so people must really think that he's just driving angry all the time.
I don't know. This season has been above and beyond, really, because I'm really not like that, but just the dumb crap that has happened this season, and the thing is, I usually am racing that pissed off, though. And it takes a lot for me to hit the button and say something, but yeah, don't.
Not this season.
That string's been a little shorter.
Just too much. Just dumb crap.
We were understanding. You know, like one of our rules is the no foul language. And for the first couple weeks, you know, we didn't penalize you after we would look at them, just because, you know, you would come on and you'd have one word, and it was long and it was screamed, and it was after you just kept on getting rear-ended.
And it was only 4 letters. Fudge, but it wasn't fudge.
some people, they're just, I understand that like, talent wise, there's a bigger range of talent. But just some of the dumb, like, Cusumano last night, like, almost taking out the entire field when he's on the apron and so, still full throttle and then comes up the track.
We told them, we're like, hey, go to the apron, you know, because you can't really, you know, be in the way in Atlanta, you know? And he's like, okay. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, he's like, he can't go full throttle on the floor. I'm like, yeah, no, no, no kidding.
I think I said something to that one last night.
Yeah.
So next time he's like, all right, no full throttle.
And I think it'd be more like he doesn't race a lot with us anymore.
And he doesn't really run those cars.
He would know. Yeah, he would know a little bit more if you did have time to race with us. So
yeah.
I'd put that completely on as an inexperience. But honestly, at the same time, you think like you would know when you're pulling out on pit lane. You know, hey, you're not going to be going full throttle on the apron.
Yeah, so this is our
on the apron is the Miatas.
Yeah, this is our 100th episode. So congratulations, you guys, and thank you to all the listeners over the years. Kevin is our guest today. He's been on about 50 of them.
Yeah, staple.
Yeah,
almost the OG host, wasn't he?
Yeah. So what have you been doing with your free time on Saturday mornings besides sleeping in and not wasting your time with us?
Right. Right. It's like, hey, I got a lot of free time now on Saturdays. Probably not much. I imagine catching up on racing usually.
Yeah.
Doing yoga.
Or looking at the previous night and be like, what the frick did happen?
Right.
I need to try to do Friday night league. You know? That's what he's doing Saturday mornings.
Right. I'm on iRacing looking for a better league to run with.
All right. So we haven't really asked you these questions in a while, but what you got any favorite cars to drive on iRacing?
The BMW, and I like the new next gen cars for circle track.
All right. And do you prefer VR or triples?
Triples all day. I've never tried VR. I've had them on, but never tried them in iRacing before. But I sweat like a hog, so I can't imagine it would be very comfortable.
Yeah, right.
All right. The number one question is tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a taco pizza, but you can't have a pizza taco.
Right, exactly.
You probably could.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah,
it'd be. Well, you know, Taco Bell's got like the Mexican pizza, which ain't nothing but a crunch wrap or whatever.
If you can call Taco Bell Mexican, I guess, yeah.
Authentic.
It's Mex-American.
It's authentic fast food, Mexican, whatever.
Yeah. Taco Bell or Taco John's?
I literally just like ate some Taco Bell, so
I saw the one dude try to eat. There was a video of a guy tried to eat every item off the Taco Bell menu. It was like $130 order.
Yeah, 20 years ago, it would have been like a $36 order.
Right, right. You get tacos for just 29 cents.
Man, just 3 years ago, it would only be that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, before everybody shuts off this podcast, we get any further, I want to talk about Keith's got a, and not just Keith, but the Freaky Fast Group. They have a
charity race.
A charity race, yes. So I just wanted to talk about that and give everybody a chance to listen and talk and hear him explain it a little bit. It's not the Xfinity cars like I screwed up on Thursday night.
No. We ran the Xfinity car last year.
Yeah.
So we decided that we would switch it up this year. Basically, everything is kind of the same for the details of the race. We're going to run 200 laps this year. We're going to use the Gen 6 Cup car. 200 laps. Quick repair. We ran stages last year. We're not going to run stages this year. It's on May 20th. Session opens up 7 p.m. It's a Saturday night. Last year, we ran it on Friday of Memorial Day weekend. We figured that we'd do it the week earlier this year. It's $10 to raise donation. More donations are welcomed. We're running it again this year. I think we're going to make it an annual thing for the Fold of Honor Foundation, who provides scholarships to families of veterans. And they've actually have opened up for just not veterans now, to all first responders, too.
Oh, there you go. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we didn't realize it until we started talking about it again this year, that actually Sonia is the one who had heard about it and looked into it and seen that they opened it up to first responders now, too. So, I mean, we had a good race last year. Last year we raised $900. We were able to donate to them, so hoping to up that this year.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know, we have donations coming in and stuff. I got one from Kevin yesterday, I think it was, for his donating, even though he's not going to be able to race. But, you know, like, it's great that, you know, he donated to the cause. We have a whole bunch of awards to go. I think we don't have a pole award. We have a front row award. Each person on the front row get $10. Leader at halfway is going to get $5. Most lap sled is going to get $10. The hard charger is going to get $10. We're going to have a crumble taco award for somebody. That's going to be $5 award. We're going to have the best patriotic paint. And we have 2 secret awards that nobody knows about, and because if they knew about it, then they'd try to get it. So we're not letting them know what it is. And one of them is so secret that I don't even know what it is yet, to be honest.
Yeah, this year's race will be run in honor of Marine Staff Sergeant Gregory T. Copes, who was assigned to the 3rd Marine Special Operations Battalion, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Staff Sergeant Copes died August 17, 2012 in Farah Province, Afghanistan, while supporting Operation Enduring Freedom.
Yes. He was actually from our town. I remember when he passed, they they brought him down Main Street and everybody lined up, you know, to pay their respects, as, you know, they brought him through town and stuff. And, you know, I took the kids. Kids were little then and everything, but just felt like something that at that time or whatnot that we had to go do and show our respects and stuff.
Yeah. So, please, even if you can't race it.
We are at Charlotte. I don't think I actually said that we're at Charlotte, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, if you are if you're not able to race it, like I don't know if I'm going to be able to yet. I'm going to try, but I'm not sure. But at the very least, I'll be sending some money over.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, if anybody you're with not, you know, you can't race or whatnot, you know, feel free to donate something, anything. You know,
yeah.
Anything is better than, if it's $5, it's better than no dollars. As I always say, you know, everything is appreciated. You know, we had fun last year. It's going to be broadcasted. I don't know if we're going to broadcast it or if we're going to see if we can't get somebody to do it for charity, you know, broadcast it for us. So. We had fun last year. Me and Wheeler did the broadcast last year while we were racing. It was so dumb. Just imagine me and Wheeler in a car, you know, racing. And Sonia was actually, she was actually working the cameras and everything last year. Because, you know, she was helping us a lot with the broadcast and stuff last year. So, yeah.
Yeah. The Fold of Honor stuff they do at Charlotte every year for the race is amazing too.
Yeah.
You get a chance to go to the 600 and like watch the pre-race. It's the best pre-race I think ever.
Yeah,
well, wanting to get down there to watch the 600 one of these years.
It was so cool. The one year we were there, and they fly the helicopters in with the guys hanging off the ropes and all that stuff, and land them on the tri-oval and all that. But we were there for the whole weekend, so they had a dirt race Friday night. So all night Friday night, all they did was practice what they were going to do on Sunday. So they flew these helicopters around the dirt track and then over and around the circle track. And they made loops all night long with these guys hanging off these helicopters. So you get to sit and watch the dirt race and watch the whole pre-race practice. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and if they're like Blackhawks or something like that, them things are so loud. Yeah,
they were awesome, man. And then they, I mean, when they fly them in there and, you know, they bring them down. So if you're sitting in like row 40, you're almost like eye level with these things as they're hovering over the tri-oval and stuff. It's amazing.
When we lived over on the farm, we would get fighter jets like flying over the house all the time and stuff, and they weren't necessarily that high, and the house would all rumble. And once in a while, we get like Black Hawks or whatnot flying, and you hear like a helicopter
just the thump coming, man. It's like
you hear it coming and crap. It's so loud.
Yeah, I would have called and complained.
When I lived in Maine, when Bush would come up to his house in Kennebunk, there would be three of them, and it would be bum 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 bum, and then they're right at tree level and shoo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday night we kicked the Freaky Fast Guys. They kicked off Atlanta Week with the stock cars, the Xfinity cars at Atlanta.
They ran so much Atlanta this week. It was. Because of my league on Wednesday too, they ran Atlanta, so they raced it old Atlanta, so at least I got to it old Atlanta and to it new Atlanta this week. That wasn't that bad. So we kicked our playoffs off. Interesting. This week. We had Lou Smith picking right. What am I looking at? I'm not even looking at the right thing.
Yeah,
fuel mileage rates, and I didn't even think to do it. I probably should have.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, but I just couldn't get myself. I was like a gallon short, but I just couldn't. As we're going through the run, I didn't see it dropping at all, and I was like, "I'm just going." I'm like, "There's no point in me just trying to save and stuff."
Yeah, you use your clutch in the turns.
I was trying everything I could, but it just.
I'm bad there. I was going to wear my tires off anyway, so
I was super bored during that race because I was. No, I did the fuel saving, and I was clutching it all the time, and I was slow, but it worked out.
Yeah,
yeah. You and Trevor played the fuel mileage game. You guys got it done, Trevor. You know, picked up the win. You rolled in at second. Alec Daffin came in third. Luke Smith finishing behind him in fourth. Then Cam Barnes finished fifth, and then. I came in sixth, and well, yeah, Jeff came in eighth.
I know that, which is pretty good for an Atlanta race for me, because
Atlanta, you know, that's all. It's all about tires there. Yeah. Like, there's not. It's not even really about speed. Like, you have to have some speed, but if you don't manage, with Evan. I knew Evan was going to struggle. Evan struggles at tire tracks, so I knew like he had the speed, but then he just wore it off, and just like once he learns how to run them tire tracks, like he'll do, you know, so much better, you know. So with our points on Sunday night for the top, which seven, not top six, but top seven, since we had that tie and we did not have any tiebreakers in place. So the top seven actually made the playoffs. Oh, we had we have Alec Daffin leading points after the first race with Luke Smith 2 points back. I am 5 points back. Fitz in fourth with 10. Evan is 11 points back. Turkle is 19 back, and Mike Miller is 20 points back. Leading the best of the rest is Elijah Travis, because we're going to give out an award for it, right? No, oh no, it's actually McKinney.
McKinney,
wait, no. Wait, saying you.
Yeah, it's
no,
me.
Man, I'm looking at this spreadsheet, man. It's early, and
it's never Jeff.
I just want you to sweat it out.
That's all.
After well, next week, he won't be winning best of the rest.
Well, Trevor, he chopped into my lead there a little bit. So, but we're going to New Hampshire, and if Patrick's not there, I'll be good.
I'm coming.
Oh boy, this is your worst track. Why you're gonna put yourself through hell just to?
Just to
get in my head,
put,
huh?
Just to put you through hell. It's worth it.
Well, like I tell everybody, I have zero chance of winning the championship because, well, I suck at Homestead. So even if I come out of New Hampshire with a good finish and crap, no, I'm going to be garbage at Homestead. I'm going to need something. Well, I think we need kind of everybody else needs something to happen to Alec or Luke to even have a chance. Like we're not like Evan can run with them, but Evan, you know, on Sunday Atlanta or whatnot, put a hurting on his chances. And, you know, if we get long green flag runs at New Hampshire is about tires too, you know? So.
Yeah. And last time we were there, we had a long green flag run to the stage. I think it went green to check at the stage.
Well, the last time that I was there, it was like, I don't know, last week, and I I don't know what green flag runs you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about the last time we were there with your league.
Yeah, what? I don't know. I think it wasn't that. I mean, New Hampshire, what? It's a track that you have to respect the other drivers.
Yeah.
On the track, like, right? Like, if you throw it in there, you're just gonna push up into people. I mean, we've seen it last week. You know, like people just throwing it in there, and you're not gonna hold it down there. Just thing, you know. So, like, I mean, hopefully, you know, we have a good race and stuff. And then one more thing, we haven't finalized the schedule yet for next season.
Yeah, so, these guys kind of hate New Hampshire here, so, you know.
You got to make sure that they don't overdrive the exit too and get loose and then take people out too, Keith.
I hate them people, man. They're idiots.
Speaking of tires, we went to Five Flags with the late model stocks, and tires played a factor there.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. My tires are fine.
They did wear out there a little bit. Yes, they stopped. Y'all stopped a little bit before I did in that race. We had a good race in the Dirt to Daytona series. They had a Five Flags Speedway. I can't speak in the late model stock cars. And we had Patrick. He dominated all the race that didn't matter, practice and qualifying. And he started first, and
he stepped on his pee-pee.
Yeah, he got some tires got loose, and but he has 0X. Me and him actually are the only two with 0X from the race, and I hit him in that race, but we didn't get 0X from it. And Jeff dominated the race. I was running him down a little bit at the end, but he still won by almost 4 seconds. With myself in second and Dave Gilbert in third. Jeff had the fastest lap at 16:78, but the fastest average went to Dave Gilbert at 19:22.
I messed that race up. I when I pit, I filled my car up. I didn't take just enough fuel. And that really messed with the handling of my car. And after that, after I did that pit stop, I was garbage.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took you guys so long to get around me with 20 laps older tire than you guys.
Well, when my, with, I don't know, I don't remember, what, like 30 laps to go, I got the warning that says your right front tire is wearing out. And I was kind of worried that I wasn't going to be able to make it. So I just started babying. And maybe I babied it too much, but I really backed off.
I should have looked, because I never got the warning when you guys were talking, but I didn't look at the end to see how much I had left on there. But I had pitted a little bit after. I basically had to come from the back to the front twice and didn't make it all the way the second time. But because I started in the back, run to the front, and then you guys pitted, and I didn't pit. And then I pitted after that and went to the back and come back up. But
yeah, that was pretty fun. Kevin and I actually, we drove to the front together, but then I let him, like I said, he passed me and he was catching Jeff, but
our best lap time is exactly the same.
I was holding you guys off, and then just the one lap I slipped up high and just gave you enough room to get under me, and then once you got, I knew Patrick was gonna go pass and crap. I was like, well, that was that. But then you guys didn't drive away from me. I'm like, okay, so maybe this isn't necessarily that. And then you guys didn't drive away from me, and I was annoyed and crap or whatnot that I gave you the room to get by. Maybe I would have been able to hold you guys all the last 10.
I felt like I had a little bit more, but I just, like, I had that warning come up, so I was just doing just enough to stay in front of you and Patrick.
Yeah, Dave, you would hang. I was behind Patrick, and then I saw Patrick got loose, and I took advantage. I was waiting, and then some got loose, took advantage of it. And then, Dave, you got by him, and you were hanging with me pretty good. And I was like, oh, Dave may have something for me.
Yeah. And then once that warning came up, I got, like, gun-shy. I just went right front. I didn't want to have to pit on the green. Or worst case scenario, hit the wall and cause a caution or something.
I was hoping it was going to be the second.
We did only have 3 cautions that race for 125 laps on a short track. That was not too bad.
And we couldn't have a fourth.
I know, right?
I was hoping
it was going to be me.
Me staying out with everybody pit. I was expecting. I need a track visit. I was stuck in the back, you know, and it wasn't easy to pass and stuff. So I'm like, we've already had 3. I'm like, we got to have a 4th. So let me just get out here and just hold position for a while. Caution come out. Then I'll be up front. Everyone's going to come in and, like, you know, take tires. Then we'll be on an even playing field. And yeah,
I felt like it was easy for being in the wrong car.
Yeah, I felt like it was easy to pass. I think I passed, you know, everybody on that last run except for Jeff, and Kevin was behind me.
I wasn't pushing it, trying to pass people, because I didn't know how long green flag run we were going to have. So I wasn't trying to overdo it and thinking about my tires at the same time, too. Yeah, so I wasn't pushing it, trying to get past people.
Yeah, starting that run, I had no regard to my right front tire. So, yeah, you're right. I did not consider babying that right front tire. I was just passing people.
Yeah, I was just rolling in and getting off, and I was still doing 17 flats for a long time there.
Yeah.
I burned my stuff up in ones
and twos, you know?
Yeah, I was really good at getting. I feel like I was better than a lot of the drivers I was around at getting off of 4. I was really getting off of 4 and making a lot of ground on everybody. But
those guys are real fun to drive, though.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun.
You gotta overdrive them.
Next week, we made a setup up for the New Smyrna with the legacy trucks at New Smyrna for next on Monday. That's where we're at. If you guys are interested, come join us.
That's where I went to driving school, New Smyrna Speedway.
I just got a win there.
That was like 25 years ago, so I've obviously forgot everything I learned back then.
I got a win there on the 30th in Legacy Trucks. At least that's what my iRacing's telling me, Dave.
Oh, really? You're the winner then.
When we were doing the practice session.
Oh.
It'll be just like all the other sessions. He'll win practice and win qualifying, but he'll...
All right. I tried to tell him, you got to wait for that pay window to open up. You don't listen.
Yeah. Wednesday night. Wednesday night, you guys crowned a champion in Freaky Fest.
We did crown champion.
I stepped on it so bad that night.
On what?
Hey, I like, so get into the session and like, okay, you know, like, of course, Luke is there. So, I mean, all we do is just goofball in the practice. But then right break to the comments, like, is it going to get dark? I'm like, does look a bit dark.
Cause yeah, I made black.
You know, I made these sessions so long ago, you know, like, I don't remember what it did. And I looked, I'm like, the session, you know, like, sim time was 6:30. And I told Lucas, I'm like, I had to have done that on purpose because none of the other times started this time. I'm like, I had to have started this session for it to go into the dark on purpose. And it was dark.
Super dark.
Like, the lights are right.
No, yeah, on the cars, but there's no lights at the track. There's not a single light at the track. So, like, if you got triples, like, your two Patrick, monitors,
sounds like you're complaining to me.
Your two monitors on the outside, you couldn't. They were worthless. You know what I mean? There was no light on them, and then it was so dark that the graphics, my graphics, were kind of like messing up, like the shading and stuff like that, because
the way that it was, like, when you went around the corner and stuff, how the headlights were shining.
Evan spins out that night, and I'm in second place naturally. And I, as he spins out, it's like I got this one, and I make the fucking left hand turn and jump on the gas to pass him and spin out right after him and bury it in the freaking wall. Huh. It wasn't 100 yards after he spun out; I spun out right after him.
Yeah.
So we crowned champion.
Did you crown two champions or just one?
This is what we said in the beginning of the season. Like, we had the multi-class, we put the Toyotas out there, but the Toyotas weren't running for a championship. Like, you know, there was nothing on the line necessarily for them. We wanted it more as, like, a learning thing, which early in the season, we really wouldn't get anybody, but towards the end, when, you know, the field started shrinking a bit, we started getting more people in the Toyota. But Evan won championship for GT3s. Evan is only one of two people who have won the championship on Wednesdays, David Trumbly being the other person. They both have back-to-back championships in the race. Evan won. Kevin came in second. ET came in third. I think David Tamara won the Toyotas.
Yep, over Mark Bradshaw.
Mark Bradshaw, well, he won the title of the Toyotas. Tamara won every race that he was in, I think. But he didn't show up a few weeks. So that led Bradshaw come in and win that title. You know, and I want to give a shout out to Mark too. The last few weeks and stuff, Mark's been taking pictures for us. And, you know, posting them on Facebook, posting them on Discord. So we'd like to, you know, thank him for doing that.
Yeah, them pictures from Wednesday night were great. You couldn't see anything. Like, here's all the cars. All you could see was headlights.
Yeah. I took Evan's picture like that on purpose. You know, just black, and all you saw was his brake rotor.
Right.
You know, and stuff. I was like, I want, but then, you know, I took Mark's while it was still, you know, light out, so you could actually see his paint. Yeah. It's a good season, you know, like it always does. It dwindles towards the end of the season and stuff, but, you know, we still had, you know, we had what 13 people come out. You know, like I said, I've been leaving. I've been staying until about like 15, 20 minutes into the race. Then I'll leave. But
I see you go. Week, I didn't know what you were doing. It was like, does he crash every single night, like four laps in, and just be like, screw this?
If you want to get technical, that is 100% true. I do crash before I leave, but I'm leaving anyway. But I make sure to crash before I leave.
Yeah,
spectacularly. You gotta
get your money's worth out of it, huh?
Right. Spectacular. You know, it's not. I mean, lately, I don't know what it is with me. Lately, I've just, road course racing. Just kind of, I've just been meh about it lately. I don't know why. It's why, you know, the special events haven't really worried about doing any of them lately. I don't know. Next season, I honestly cannot say anything about next season because I don't know anything about next season. Like, we're the Elijah, we told him to, hey, come up with something for Wednesdays. I think the one thing he did say that it's not going to be GT3s or Toyotas. I think, don't hold me to this, it's going to be GT4s and maybe something else, or he was saying something about the Riley. I don't know. He hasn't told us yet. I'm not sure when he's going to tell us. He might want to tell us soon, you know, but new season is going to start the first week of June, I think it is. So we have a few weeks off here. I doubt that we're going to put some fun. It seems when we were like on off weeks, we put up fun races, but then nobody actually comes out to race them. So it's like, why bother kind of a thing then if no one's going to show up.
You should do the Formula Ford and the Formula One. That won't be bad at all.
No. I mean, the GT3 and the Toyota, like, that closing rate was, like, crazy and crap, you know.
Yeah, laps were usually about 25 seconds apart.
Yeah.
It's a formula for disaster is what that is.
I can't imagine that. Okay. I'm going to have to test that one day now, Dave, to see what me and Lucas are going to have to get into one. Just to see what that is like. We don't have the new F1 car, where, you know, we have the old one, but it'll still work.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, that was the congratulations to Evan Hurdle.
And
on that,
the one thing I kind of do forget to do. We'd like to shout out our sponsor, GMS 3D.
Yeah.
We're sponsoring this season of the sports cars, you know, go for all your
things. All of our leagues, really. Yeah. He sponsors all of our leagues, so congrats. We really want to, yeah. Also, yeah. You guys have Rockhead Designs too, correct?
Rockhead is Rockhead's our total sponsor of the sports cars. You know, Rick paid for our broadcasting last season, you know, and we're like, hey, we'll keep you on. It's like, whatever. I was like, I don't, you know, don't mind, you know, and Kitch, you know, does the trophies for, sorry, I'm getting distracted over here. My wife is standing here next to me with chocolate chip cookies that she just made.
Oh.
Air fried chocolate chip cookies.
Air fried, huh?
How is that?
No,
never had them air fried.
No different than being in the oven. We have an oven problem right now. We have an electric problem right now, I should say.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother story. Let's not go there.
Yeah. So I did put a question up. The podcast question was, if you could go back in time and give your rookie self advice prior to beginning your iRacing career, what would it be? And we only had one person answer that, and that was Gitchell, who said he would provide a list of useless iRacing content. you guys got something you would, if you could go back in time and give yourself some advice for What would that be?
Be more of an a-hole. I'm not enough of one.
Well, for somebody to start out in iRacing, I would say don't worry about racing other people. Just worry about, you know, finishing races and everything else. That was my default starting as thing. I was like,
practice. But,
yeah,
that's the one. Practice. That's the thing. You know, everybody gets.
We're talking about practice.
Hey, there are some people who need to practice, okay? You know, but you know, I mean, like you get on iRacing, it's the way you do. One race, so you just jump straight into a race. Go watch bottom split races and people who've been on iRacing for a year and two. Some people just suck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But like they do. It's like just go turn your Xbox on and go race there. Like. Stop.
Well, I think they think it's Xbox.
Yeah, that's Xbox. The problem. Yeah.
The best thing is listening to people in Bond Split bitch about the other people in the race, not realizing that they're absolutely terrible themselves.
Yeah. Your eye rating's the same, man.
Yeah, it's like, hey, yours is only 642. Like, come on, dude. Like, hello.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I've done it kind of the way that you should. I mean, I've pretty much given up on officials, and I pretty much only race with just leagues, just because it's a lot more enjoyable. I mean, I think like that is one big thing. Like, don't worry about the official racing. You know, join a league and get to know people and race consistently with the same people. And I mean, I think that helps out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I won like one of my very first races on iRacing. It was a street stock race, and I thought, oh, this is gonna be easy. I thought this is gonna be easy, and
I did too. I think
that easy.
I think I won at Southern National. I think, but at that point, they're just enduros, you know.
Yeah, I think I would just tell myself to not, you know, not take the bad and just, you know, go to, you know, worry about it. There's going to be a lot of bad races in your future, kid.
Yeah. Wreck Jeff Moore. That's what I would have told me. Wreck Jeff Moore.
Yeah.
Knock him down a notch.
But it's just amazing how competitive we are and how close we are in racing. We're like neck and neck.
I think I'd probably say me and you, we're neck and neck. And I think that's why, you know, we might be good friends, but the rivalry that me and Jeff have, it's just like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's like with me. Like, I can tell over the last year how much better I've gotten. Like, since when I joined Triple Threat in season whatever, 3 or whatever was my first season, you know? Like, since then, racing with, like, all of you, how much better that I've gotten. Like, when I first came in that first season, I was in the Xfinity car. I had absolutely nothing for Patrick. Like Patrick was gone and I'm just way back here, you know, and now it's the other way around and Patrick's way back there and I'm all the way up there.
Way, you missed a way in there. Way, way, way back there.
Except when he doesn't pit, you know, and then I'm still not that far behind him.
I mean, you don't want him that close to you at Talladega.
I mean, you were 16 seconds behind me. What the hell? I was running slow laps. But like Atlanta, on Sunday, I was listening to the broadcast at the same time, and I know Lucas, he was going on about you saving tires. And it's like, well, I'm just going to sit back here with Keith. And then next thing I know, you're 3 seconds ahead of me. And my tires are like, it's just like, how in the heck? I'm running the same exact lines.
That first one, Keith, you just took right off. I'm like, wow, where is it? He's way up there.
You have gotten a lot better. I mean, honestly, like you came out of nowhere and in Triple Threat where I was like, who is this fourth guy that's in here? Keith. Like, who the hell is he? And then you just left me.
Well, this is how I can tell that I've gotten better, like, honestly. So where I go race on Wednesdays night, like more than a year or so ago. It's where like we all, like everybody back row where we used to race at. I wasn't even a top five person back then and crap. And now I'm like one of the top three in the league. So like just by like just like running in a league that you used to run and going back, and it's a lot of the same people and sitting there and running up front, it's like I can tell how much better I've gotten. I tell like Luke and all of them and everything, I was like, the one thing that you don't want is for me to go on your level. I was like, because if I get as good as you guys, I'm going to beat you all the time.
That's one thing is I'm so much better when I'm racing, not racing against Ryan, Luke Smith, Lucas Gortman. I feel like I'm so much better.
Because we're racing with people on our same level.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But they're aliens.
Like, one thing I realized is, no, you have to put time into it. Like that season that I had at SDR, I was racing all the time. I was laid off. That's all I did was race. Yeah. Now, the only time I hop on is just to race with you guys. I mean, I get really bored easy. So if I can't just hop on by myself anymore. Like iRacing has lost that luster that draws me when I have to get on by myself. I need the people that I know and race with to be on, and hey, let's go jump in these races. Otherwise, like, I just can't focus on an official by myself.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, iRacing's no different than real life, right? Like, you look at NASCAR, there's different talent levels, you know? Like, can you get better at practicing? It's like, yes, but at sometimes you only have so much talent no matter mm-hmm. how much you practice, you know? Like, and like right now I'm plateaued and it sucks, you know, because I want to be up there in the, it's like I'm like reaching, it's like my fingertips are on them and stuff, but I can't just grab them.
Yeah. I think I've regressed. I think I've gotten worse just because I don't put the time into it that I used to.
Oh, yes. Don't think for a second I put a lot of time in it, because I don't.
Speaking of regression, we did go on Thursday night, and that race was pretty decent. We're not really going to go over the results, though. We'll just jump on into Friday's results.
Yeah, a big old loser won that race, and he had to take a guy out to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So we went over to the trucks did back to Atlanta, but the Super Speedway won this time. So we ran 92 laps. We had one green, white checkered, three cautions, which was pretty darn good compared to last week. 9 caution laps, 27 lead changes, which when I was doing the points here, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of good racing. But qualifying, Jeffrey Vickery had it on the pole. Keith, you were second. Joel Turkle was third. Ryan Johnson was fourth. And Michael Miller was fifth. I know all of us in our chat were going to start in the rear just because we thought Carnage was going to start. And I think we worked our way up, Pat, to the top 10 within, what, 5, 6, 7 laps?
Yeah.
That was my plan, too, until I qualified second.
there was one guy that he was up there. I think he was qualified, like, fifth. And we were like, oh, yeah, we're going to stay out of that.
Yeah, we're not going to get up
in that. He's going to wreck something. He's going to do something right away. And then Nobi grid, and the son of a gun gets an EOL, so he's back by up. And it's like, you should have qualified.
Too bad you're not an admin and didn't know that.
Exactly.
I know, right? We weren't even paying attention.
Yeah, not even looking.
Taking off the win was this 99 truck, and not the OG 99, not the...
Fake the 99. Real 99?
Yeah, the real 99 got it. Not
Patrick Anderson come away with a win. It's good to see him get a win. Even though he lucked into it, it's good to see him win. Dalton McKinney took second. Ryan Johnson took third. Dave, you came up through the field and took fourth in that last restart. And Jeffrey Racky was fifth. Corey Stahl was sixth. Luke Smith was seventh. Michael Miller was eighth. I was ninth. came up to the field also at the end there. And Chong Mong came away with a top 10 in 10th. But that last three laps was, you had to hang on.
Yeah, well, I was leading. I was leading the trucks.
You were
when
seven
when we no lap. Yeah, but coming to yeah. that last set of green flags, pit stops.
Yeah,
and
oh, you were okay. Gotcha.
I really had to concentrate on Thursday to where I just hit my button for four tires and fuel because I knew that I needed pretty much a full fuel load. I mean, probably three quarters. So I was like, I just hit my button so I could concentrate on the race. And then I lost a bunch of time there. So that last caution, I mean, it really helped me out because there's no way that I was ever going to be making anything up. And yeah, and then they just started taking each other out in the front. And that's how me and Dave worked our way up. I mean, I started eighth on the last restart. He started 11th. And you look at him, he pretty much fought. We were pretty much nose to tail. Until turn three, when he had to get out of it because me and another guy made contact and he went to the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy to get it fourth. At a certain point in that race, I was just riding at the tail of the second group. You know, I just was just riding along and I clipped the apron. I don't know if you guys clipped the apron at all. In the middle of one and two, but my truck got super sideways and I had to let out of it. And I lost the draft.
Nah, I clipped everything but the apron that night.
Yeah, I lost the draft. I wasn't even with the second group anymore and I was falling back, but then the caution came out and saved me. But I was getting worried there for a little bit. I was about 10 seconds behind and caution ended up coming out, but
I know, even Richard Crane was like, hey, you need help? You want me to come back with you?
Yeah. I was 10 seconds behind him. And he's like, hey, you want me to come back there? I'm like, you'd have to hit the brakes for like, for if you were going to come back here. No, I appreciate the thought. And Richard was awesome. He called out. I love Richard. He called out. They're wrecking up here, Dave. I'm like, thank you. I'm 10 seconds behind.
Right. Half a lap back.
I appreciate it though. The wreck was gone. I was so far behind when I got there. Everybody had to use their faster pair.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. I love That's it funny. Though. I love it. But don't change, Richard. Don't change. Yeah. So there we go. That was
a pretty good race.
Yeah. Three cautions.
28 drivers.
Ryan Johnson and myself finished the race with a 0x, as well as Richard Crane.
I think I got my 4x on turn three on the last lap. That's the only spot, like, on the iRacing app. I have car contact last lap. It's like, son of a gun.
Yeah. But so then we did take the cup cars to Atlanta on Friday night.
I could not repeat. I did not do good.
Keith and Patrick team up and take me out.
Hey, well, you'd still beat Kevin.
Yeah.
Because he wrecked in front of Kevin, me and killed me.
Kevin had a rough couple races.
Actually, Keith, I didn't wreck. It was Keith Kevin that wrecked.
Off the wall.
Kevin, it was Jeroni that wrecked.
Yeah, because you were in the middle three wide trying to avoid Keith, who bounced off the wall, and you jump in the middle, and Jeroni don't know you're there, and then he come up and hit you, and chaos ensued.
Yeah, I think we're putting that one on me. I came down on him.
Excuse me.
The three wide, I wanted to make sure that Keith had room, and I did that. We had Ryan Johnson come out fastest in qualifying, followed by he had a 31.385, and followed by Matthew Boston Wheeler, Jeroni, Andrew Turner, Sammy Harrell, new guy to the league, Johnny Williams, sixth. I was seventh, Herbert eighth, Myers ninth, and Trout tenth. We had seven cautions for 21 laps. 11 lead changes, and we did the scheduled 130 laps. Cam Barnes, he came home with the win. I think that's his first win
Yeah, that was his first win.
Is that his first win ever with us? Because he raced with us, like, with...
Yeah, I believe
a little
so.
Bit less. Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson held him off. So good job on that, Cam. We don't need Ryan winning everything. but now Ryan isn't going to start in the back of the field, so that's kind of a downer.
Yeah, I asked him on the
that time either.
Yeah, I asked him in the broadcast if he'd let Cam win so he didn't have to get an EOL next week, and he said no.
DJ Trout finished third. Luke Smith finished fourth. And top five was Matthew Boss and Wheeler. Just so we get somebody here, mention them. Keith finished sixth. We'll just do the top six.
Good run for Keith.
Yeah. After Thursday night, you know, like the single file rules start there at the end. Like I knew the top four exactly what they were going to do. I started eighth then on that restart. I had McKenney and Thomas. It was in front of me. I think Wheeler was behind me. I knew they were going to work together to begin with. And I know their whole goal was at some point they were going to split up and they were going to control both lines. But they just went. Like, we went too wide. They stayed single file and they just drove away from us. And I was sitting there pushing Dalton and going. And then Wheeler's like on my outside. I was like, no. And it was like, and he's not getting me cleared. And then all of a sudden he cleared me coming off of two on the last lap, and I just moved up behind him and just pushed him around Dalton. And yeah,
so shout out to Ryan Johnson, two races with the 0X at Atlanta Super Speedway. So good job.
Well, I think if you get in the front, you don't get much done to you. It's when you get in the back, and
There's these things called lap cars.
Yeah,
who don't know where to go when you come up on them, especially Thursday night. You know, like, hey, let's just stay in the middle of the track. What the entire pack coming?
Joey Logano did it.
Yeah, not just stay in the middle of the track, but like move left, right, like.
No, like Thursday night, I'm surprised that didn't turn into a humongous one and stuff. But
remember,
Joey Logano's move was masterful, but he's got some decent skills.
Lightning McQueen, when he's on cars, he's like, serpentine. That's what the lap car was doing.
I mean, we won't talk about some people or what's not in the pack. We're literally driving like that too, because they can't hold a line, you know, like, low lane, middle lane. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack here.
I think last night in the cup cars, you had that lot. Too, just because people weren't realizing that, you know, especially going into turn three, you know, if you just stayed full throttle, especially once your tires got a little wear into them, you were going to the wall. You had to let off going into three, get your front end set so you could steer around.
Yeah, I mean, and both of them on both nights, they drove completely different, you know.
The truck
was loose as hell. And, you know, the cup car, all it wanted to do was push all night long.
Yeah. iRacing really killed the draft package with the trucks. It used to be so much fun to draft with the trucks, but now you can't bump draft
on edge,
anymore.
On edge.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, too, we were on a mini super speedway.
Well, even with Daytona.
Yeah.
It's felt like that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really depressed. I forget where I was, like eighth. And under that last caution, I started looking at my monitor, and I just rear-ended Turkle. So I negated his lucky dog, and then I got myself the incident penalty. So I had to serve a black flag on the last lap. So I was like, oh, crap. So like, I just started on that last restart. I just pulled to the inside and let everybody go around me. It's like, yeah,
I was
myself.
You got to apologize for Turkle here. You have to pick an apology on the podcast here for him.
I don't have to apologize to him anywhere. I already did. Jet. Right. I went into his chat last night and said, hey, Turk, I'm sorry. It was a bonehead move.
And Turk, you can spin me out too. Because I got into you a little bit during the race.
I almost killed myself last night when I think it was after green flags, pit stops. I was in the back of the pack and we go around the corner and I just rubbed the wall and it just held me for like a second and then I just watched everybody drive away from me. I'm like, well, that was fun. That there's my race then. I was like, yeah, but I had pit, like I was all cycle, so I could go a lot longer than ever. I almost could make, at one point it was showing I was point, when I was in that pack, I was only 0.2 from actually making it to the end of the race. But then after I lost that, I just started going up and crap, and then the caution came out. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, the closest I was able to get was 0.9 away from being good. And I thought about taking it.
I was at the tail end. If I would have been able to save more if I was actually in the pack too, because I would have been able to be off the throttle more. But, you know, I can't complain. It ended up working.
I just noticed Richard Crane, he also had a 0x both nights. So good job to Richard Crane for, it's tough to do. And he wasn't at the front at all. So there goes that theory.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I had 0x both nights too. It's everybody else gave me all my X's.
Yeah.
Eve's complaining again about everybody else.
I just noticed that. I did could notice just complain
about
night.
Patrick.
We don't have that long of a podcast.
You hit me. Make it that long. You hit us.
Yeah. So I did notice that outside lane last night was able to keep the momentum going, and they were once they jumped up there, and it was like watching Dale Jr. back in the day leading that outside groove.
The outside lane, you kept your RPMs up, and like you jumped to the inside. To me, it felt like you were running. It just felt like your car was super doggy on that bottom.
It depended who was there. When at one point Cam was leading the inside, but Joel was behind him, and I was behind Joel, and Joel, like honestly, was like completely all over the place. But if I was behind Cam, I probably or whatnot could have pushed us out there in front of them, but I was scared to death being behind Joel.
Yeah,
because
what he was doing. No, because Minnie was in that same pack on the bottom with you at that time too, and he's like, my wheel's all messed up.
He didn't know what he had his wrong settings or something in, and he's all over. I'm like, hey, straighten up! Well, he's in front of me going all over. It's like, well, straighten it out.
Yeah. I did notice though that the three. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it might have looked like the people in front of him were all over the place because he was all over the place that bad.
Yeah.
I did notice the three newcomers, Sammy Harrell, Charles Van Schoik, I believe that's what he said is how it's pronounced. And Philip Schmitz, they were running that bottom groove and they were trying to make hay, the three of them, and you know how you say you don't push the pusher? That's what you're told. But one of them was in the back, and they were all three, like, not just tandem, but trio. And they were pushing, and they were making some good momentum doing that, which normally don't see that too much on iRacing, working very well.
Yeah, they might be new to us, but they definitely got the experience.
Yeah, I think that Jeff has ran with them before, and they probably ran in a different league like that.
Yeah, yeah. Charles, he runs a league that runs like, what, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could tell that they had raced together before when I was watching that, because they were all bump drafting like that.
I know at one point we're dropped back off the field. I think it was like Luke and some other ones, and that one of them is like leading our pack, and he's like all just like bit, and like one lap I go up high and he like moves up and blocks me. I'm like, okay, why are you blocking me? Because, well, we wanted to actually kind of go around them and stuff, like, but I'm like, we're like 8 seconds back, why are you blocking me?
Yeah. I don't know. I got irritated with Ryan last night because I got a run on the outside, and this was pretty early on in the race, and he came up and blocked me, and it's like, what the heck? Like, you don't need to be blocking so dang soon. You're just going to lead laps right now. I just wanted a point. Like, let me go by. It's like lap 10. It's like, what the heck? And then so then I crossed him over, and then he got that high side going, and it was like, well, that was a dumb move for me to jump down low.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan led 103 laps last night of the 130.
Yeah, I just needed the one. I got it.
Got to give a shout-out to the Purple Four guys who, you know, top four.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
Then us, two of us, back row guys coming in, 5th and 6th, and poor Pork Chop. It troubled us funds, that poor man.
Yeah.
Every race, no matter where it is, whatever, he is. If there is one wreck in a race, he is in it.
Yeah, last night my name was Trouble. I found him.
Yep. So we did do our driver picks this week. And a few guys didn't put in picks, so we got to give them some drivers because I gave them opportunities.
I will say that. I'll tell you on the podcast today.
That doesn't work like that.
That's not how it works. We get to make your picks.
No.
You have till the show.
I thought we had till Friday.
No, you guys can make your picks. I was just joking.
Man, dude, I'm not that way. I would have made your pick for you.
All right, so we got Gitchell, who hasn't made a pick, so we're going to have Kevin make a pick for him.
Brad.
Keselowski for Gitchell.
So nice of you.
Yeah, and Tackle, he picked Tyler Reddick, or Byler Bedick, I think.
I'm going to take Hamlin.
All right, now...
By Hamlin, you meant Haley, right?
Yeah.
Haley Hamlin.
I'm sorry. Matthew Wheeler already picked Keselowski.
Oops.
Yeah, so Gitchell can't take Keselowski.
Then he'll take Haley.
Okay.
I tried to help you, Gitch.
Who else didn't make a pick?
Kirkel didn't make a pick, and Bo Ross didn't make a pick.
LaJoy sitting out there.
Logano. Yeah, LaJoy. We're going to give Turco LaJoy. And now we need Patrick. You got a pick?
Bell.
What? Bell for Patrick.
We've been playing on DraftKings, and it has not been going well.
Yeah. So we need to make a pick for Thomas Myers.
He'll take Alec Bowman.
Yeah. We give him Barry.
Right, you can take that.
Gee, Barry's been doing pretty good.
He's been doing good.
He's going to get Harvick's car.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. All right. Well, I guess with that being said, you guys got anybody think anybody there, Kevin?
Nah, I'm good.
He said, I tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to thank my teammates.
Well, yeah, they haven't been running into me much lately, so yeah. Thank you guys.
It's been everybody else, right?
No, yeah. It's just, well, yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, we'll talk to you guys next week at Homestead.
Woohoo.
Yep. Later. All right.